Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about shanza.
Shanza.
It's a traditional Chinese herbal remedy.
Okay.
And I know you've been looking into this a little bit.
Yeah, and it's been generating some buzz lately, as you said, for its potential in treating anxiety and depression.
Yeah, and it seems like you're particularly interested in, you know, how shanza stacks up against conventional antidepressants.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people are interested in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to explore some fascinating research that kind of goes into that.
Yeah, so just jumping right in, shanza is actually a component of what's called a novel herbal treatment.
Yeah, or NHT.
Okay, NHT.
Yeah, so just think of it as a carefully curated blend of four different herbs.
Okay.
All of which are approved for human consumption.
Okay, great.
So you know it's not anything too crazy.
Gotcha. So it's like a blend of four different things, but the one we're focusing on is shanza.
Exactly.
Okay.
So yeah, tell me more about like what you know about this NHT and what researchers are saying.
Well, in studies involving mice, it has demonstrated both anxiolytic and antidepressant effects.
Oh, wow.
And this is where it gets really interesting.
Oh.
It appears to be just as effective as escitalopram.
Escitalopram.
Which is a very widely prescribed SSRI.
Wow.
In alleviating anxiety and depression-like behaviors.
Okay, so that's huge because we all know that SSRIs come with a ton of side effects.
Yeah.
So does NHT have those same drawbacks?
So that is what makes this research so compelling.
Oh.
One of the most promising aspects of NHT is that in the studies conducted so far,
yeah,
it has not exhibited those same side effects that are associated with SSRIs.
Like
weight gain.
Okay.
Or sexual dysfunction.
Oh, wow.
This could be a real game changer for individuals who, you know, struggle with those particular issues.
For sure. Yeah, those are big ones.
Yeah. So we're potentially talking about a natural remedy that could be as effective as a leading pharmaceutical drug.
Yeah.
But without those unwanted side effects.
That's amazing.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
There's even research suggesting that NHT might outperform escitalopram.
Really?
In certain areas.
Like what?
So, for example, when mice were subjected to an immune challenge that triggers inflammation, NHT was more successful at reducing that inflammation compared to escitalopram.
Wow.
So this NHT sounds like a real powerhouse.
Yeah, it does.
But our focus today is on shanza.
Right.
So how does shanza fit into all of this?
So that's where the real detective work began.
Okay.
This new research set out to determine which of the four herbs in NHT was the primary driver behind those positive effects.
So they were trying to pinpoint the MVP of the herbal all-star team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the results are pretty fascinating.
I bet. Did shanza live up to the hype?
It did when administered on its own.
All right.
Shanza demonstrated significant anxiolytic and antidepressant effects in mice.
Wow.
And it effectively matched the performance of both NHT and escitalopram.
So this seemingly ordinary herb, which is readily available as a nutritional supplement, could be a potent treatment for anxiety and depression.
That seems to be the case.
There has to be some scientific explanation for these impressive findings, right?
Absolutely. Researchers delved into the mechanisms at play and uncovered some intriguing clues.
Okay. All ears.
Both shanza and escitalopram were found to increase levels of a crucial protein called brain-derived neurotrophic factor.
BDNF.
Or BDNF for short, in specific areas of the mice's brains.
BDNF, now it rings a bell.
Think of BDNF as a fertilizer for your brain.
Okay.
It plays a vital role in brain plasticity, learning, and memory.
Okay.
And here's the key connection. A lack of BDNF has been linked to mood disorders.
Okay.
The fact that both shanza and escitalopram boost BDNF levels suggests this might be a key pathway through which they exert their therapeutic effects.
That's fascinating. So shanza and escitalopram are essentially working in the same way.
Well, that's where things take an interesting turn. While both seem to influence BDNF, their underlying mechanisms appear to be quite distinct.
Oh, okay. I'm really curious. Now, tell me more about these different mechanisms.
So escitalopram works by blocking the serotonin transporter, also known as SERT.
Okay.
This essentially prevents the reabsorption of serotonin in the brain, leading to increased levels of this mood-regulating neurotransmitter.
Sure, sure.
However, and this is the surprising part, shanza didn't seem to affect SERT levels or activity at all.
Hold on. They're achieving similar results, but through completely different pathways.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
That's incredible. It's like two chefs creating the same dish, but using entirely different recipes.
Exactly. And this difference in their recipe could be the key to understanding why shanza doesn't appear to carry the same baggage of side effects as SSRIs.
So how is Shanza achieving these effects if it's not working through the serotonin transporter like escitalopram?
Well, researchers discovered that Shanza partially activates the 5-HT1A receptor, which is a pathway known to play a significant role in mood regulation, and one that's been targeted by other anxiety and depression medications. This unique mechanism of action could potentially explain why Shanza seems to bypass those common SSRI side effects.
This is all so fascinating. I'm eager to learn more about the implications of these findings, but we'll have to save that for part two.
Yeah, we'll dive into that more next time.
Welcome back to our deep dive on Shanza.
You know, we uncovered some pretty compelling evidence last time suggesting that this herb might be a really unique pathway to helping anxiety and depression.
Yeah, what I find particularly interesting is that it seems to work through a completely different mechanism than SSRIs.
Yeah, and that difference could be key to unlocking, a gentler, more holistic approach to treating mood disorders.
I'm all ears. What are the implications of Shanza's unique mechanism of action? Could it really make a difference?
I mean, one of the biggest things is that it has the potential to really minimize or even eliminate the side effects that people experience when taking SSRIs. Remember, SSRIs boost serotonin levels, but that can come at a cost.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've all heard about the weight gain, sexual dysfunction, insomnia, and even emotional blunting that can happen. It's like trading one set of problems for another.
Exactly. And for a lot of people, those side effects are just unacceptable. So they either stop taking the medication or trying to just deal with it, which neither is a good option.
Right.
So Shanza, by working in a totally different way, might be able to achieve those same benefits without those consequences.
You're saying Shanza could be a game changer for people who haven't had success with traditional antidepressants
Yeah.
or can't tolerate the side effects?
That's the hope. But of course, more research is needed to confirm these early findings. And we can't forget the cultural significance here. Shanza has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for
Oh,
centuries,
right.
and there's a lot of anecdotal evidence backing it up.
It's like modern science is finally catching up with ancient wisdom.
I love that.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
So what kind of research needs to be done to really solidify its potential? What would it take to move from these promising studies to actually being used by people?
The gold standard is human clinical trials. We need to see these same results, but in studies with people, not just mice.
Mouse studies are great, but we need to see how it performs in the real world.
Exactly. And those trials have to be really well designed with a lot of people control groups and a standard way to measure the results. We got to compare apples to apples.
Okay, makes sense. We need to be confident in the data.
For sure. It would also be great to explore different dosages and treatment durations to see what works best for each person. Because one size rarely fits all, especially with mental health.
So a personalized approach, even with a natural remedy.
Right. And beyond clinical trials, it would be valuable to look into the long-term effects of using Shanza. We need to know if it's safe to take for a long time and if there are any interactions with other medications.
So a lot more research to be done.
Yeah.
What does all of this mean for someone who's listening and is intrigued and considering trying it? What advice would you give them?
That's a good question. While Shanza is readily available as a supplement, it's important to remember that it's not a magic bullet. It can still have effects on your body, and you should approach it carefully.
Right. Just because something is natural doesn't mean it's automatically safe for everyone. So what should someone do if they're interested in it?
The first thing is to talk to your doctor. They can help you figure out if Shanza is right for you based on your medical history, medications, and your overall health.
Your doctor can help weigh the benefits against the risks and make sure it won't interact with other things you're taking.
Exactly. And they can also help you figure out the right dosage and watch how you're doing to make sure it's working for you. It's always best to err on the side of caution.
It's so important to make informed decisions, especially when looking at alternative treatments.
Yeah, it's not about self-diagnosing or self-treating.
Yeah.
It's about talking to your doctor to figure out the best choices for you.
So, bottom line, should people run out and buy this based on what we know?
Not so fast. While the research is really compelling, we should be cautious. We need to wait for those human clinical trials to confirm everything before making any recommendations.
Right.
But in the meantime, it's definitely worth learning more and talking to your doctor.
Okay, cool. So we've talked about the benefits. Are there any downsides or risks we should be aware of?
That's a great question, and it's a good point to make. No treatment is perfect. Even natural things can have side effects or interact with other meds. And with Shanza, the research on side effects is still kind of limited.
So there could be some things we don't know yet.
Yeah, it's possible. Some people have said they get mild digestive upset, like nausea or diarrhea when they take it.
Okay, nothing too serious, but probably worth mentioning to your doctor.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And also, it can interact with certain medications like blood thinners and heart meds.
So definitely talk to your doctor before taking it, especially if you're on other medications.
Yeah, it's all about managing your health responsibly.
Welcome back to our final part of this deep dive on Shanza.
You know, it's been a really interesting journey digging into this traditional Chinese herb and its potential for managing anxiety and depression.
Absolutely. I think we uncovered some really cool insights into how Shanza works differently compared to antidepressants like SSRIs.
Yeah, and it seems like it could offer a much gentler approach to dealing with mood disorders, maybe even without those pesky side effects that come with SSRIs.
Yeah, and that's what makes this research so exciting. You know, for people who haven't found relief with traditional treatments or just can't handle the side effects, this could be huge.
Exactly. But of course, as with any treatment, we need to be cautious. We need more research to really solidify these findings and see what the long-term effects of using Shanza are.
For sure. We don't want to jump the gun, but the initial evidence is promising.
Definitely. And I think it points to a larger change in how we approach mental health. There's a growing understanding that everyone's different, and we need to explore a wider range of options, even those that come from traditional wisdom.
I love that blending ancient wisdom with modern science. It feels like we're unlocking so much potential.
Totally. And Shanza is just one example. There are so many other natural remedies out there just waiting to be explored.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this?
I'd say stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to explore new possibilities. The world of natural remedies is vast and has so much to offer. Just always remember to talk to your doctor before trying something new and be open to learning.
Well said. It's been an amazing journey exploring the world of Shanza. We've learned so much about its benefits, how it works, and why it's important to be both excited and cautious about natural remedies.
It's been great.
And to all of you listening, we hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity and encouraged you to take an active role in your well-being. Remember, knowledge is power, and you are your best advocate. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the fascinating world around us.